What's going on, everyone? It's Bales, and welcome back to another AFL Fantasy Fanatics pre-lockout chat ahead of round six. We are going live, but not too long because I've got to go to the Crows game, and Tim is heading off to the Traders Live Show tonight at the Canfield. But obviously introducing my guest, my co-host, Tim, mate, how are you?
Great, mate. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. How are you feeling ahead of round six, mate?
Well, actually, one of the things I wanted to say is I've been offline all day. I've been working my ass off, so I kind of missed any news today. So I thought, you know, maybe that's kind of a bit of the way we should do the lockout chat. You can kind of go through any news that anyone needs to know, like anything from teams or any news out of today. I mean, I haven't seen final teams even, so yeah. You can fill me in, mate.
Yeah, no, it doesn't... Yeah, it doesn't seem like there's any sort of big news coming out of today. Obviously, the game last night was a big win to the Dogs, and plenty of St Kilda players letting us down. In terms of the Sunday teams, for anyone that did miss them, Sam Wicks does come into the side for Caleb Mitchell, who I think a few people might have jumped on after their game before their bye, so he's not going to be there. And then Jake Rogers coming in to make his debut. He was about the final Gold Coast rookie we're waiting for. He comes in for Malcolm Rosas, who is injured. So a few people worried about a Will Graham holding his spot. I was never really worried. I had a feeling it would just be a like-for-like swap there. But he's on the extended bench. You got Holman, Swallow, Graham, Rogers, and Bodie Yulin on the bench. So Graham could be the sub. I do anticipate it being... one of Rogers or probably even a David Swallow, to be honest. That's probably what I'm thinking of that. So it doesn't seem like any sort of big news out of the day, Tim. So how are you feeling ahead of round six? Obviously, a bit of a tougher round for a few people last week, but you got the win, the Content Creators Cup, and as we said on Tuesday, that is all that matters. So how are you feeling ahead of round six?
Yeah, look, I mean, I'm not doing as well as what I would have liked to have been doing. I mean, and especially a lot of the content creators got off to a really good start. And I guess probably a big thing for me is I'm just trying to keep things in check. And, you know, last year I can remember when things were going well for me. I was often talking to other coaches about, you know, keeping their head up and just keeping their eye on the long-term game. And so that's really what I'm trying to do at the moment. So, you know, last 3 weeks or including this week, you know, pretty been not necessarily good weeks in terms of scoring for me. But I've brought in Sam Flanders. I really got him probably a week before everyone else, even though he didn't really smash out a big score that first week. But then I brought in Butters last week as well for only $1,000 more than his starting price. And this week I'm bringing in Sam Walsh. So, you know, I'm really just sticking to that kind of upgrade cadence, you know, getting rid of those, mid prices that haven't worked out, and starting to chop those rookies that are topping out in price and upgrading to a top, you know, 10, you know, kind of, or, you know, top, kind of top 10, you know, defender or forward or a top, you know, kind of maybe 12 midfielder or something along those lines. Like, you know, we kind of know to do from past years and hoping it's going to work out for the best. I mean, one of the things that I am feeling pretty well, I guess it's keeping my confidence up a little bit, is I have got a pretty high team value, not as quite as high as old DT Lemon, but it's the second highest in the Content Creators Cup. And, you know, I've got a very, very healthy bench. And, you know, not too, probably Jai Clark's really my only real concern sitting on the bench there, apart from Harry Barnett, who is a red dot. So, yeah, just eyes on the future, making smart trades, not trying to get too cute or too complicated and, you know, just, yeah, straight back.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's one of those, I think it's one of those rounds that's quite, it's going to probably shape a lot of people's sides, to be honest, because you can go, I think, a lot of different ways. And I think with a couple of those rookies, which we'll speak about in a sec, that were either the sub last night or injured last week with high break evens, sort of if you're trading them and who you're going to, that could probably set you up for the next, what, 5, 6, 7 weeks up until we hit those mid-season buys. So, but we'll talk about those guys. So we'll talk about Colby McKercher first. So 87 break even, are you with your current trades, have you traded him out this week?
Yes, I have, yeah.
Yeah. So, because I know Mitch was talking about he's looking at keeping him. Is there any play you reckon where you could keep a Colby McKercher, or do you think with the 87 break, yeah, you'd just be jumping off?
I think the players to jump off. But look, there may have been people, I don't know, there may have been some people that made some last minute moves with Sanders from last night, like maybe with Colby being named, not trading him and trading out of Sanders or something along those lines.
And that's
lines.
What Mitch did, yeah.
Yeah, there may have been a play for do that. I mean, I don't think we need, you know, it is, we do talk about trying to get off early, right? The benefit of getting off a rookie early is that we get to that primo a week before other people. But I don't think there's too much to be worried about in terms of, okay, if he drops 10 or 15 grand in price, that's not going to kill us, right? You know, I don't think it's an absolute trade. But for me, the issue is Colby is worth more than Sanders. And, you know, I needed that cash to get to the Sam Walsh. So once again, I just focused on the primo that I was getting in, not so much the rookie I was trading out.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so obviously you're going McKerch up to Walsh. What was your second trade for anyone that didn't know what your second trade was?
Massimo. So once again, I know a lot of people were sort of saying, oh, no, hold Mass another week. He's got the North. He, you know, he could go another 90, but... I mean, once again, his break-even is 78. You're right, he could go another 90, but he could also spit out another 50, right? So, So once again, you know, I'm focusing on the long-term gain. You know, even if he does pump out a 90, what's he going to do? Go up, once again, 10 grand, 15 grand? Like, I don't think it's going to be the end of my season, and I'm focused on that upgrade.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'm with the Sanders late sort of sub call. I end up pivoting off of trading Massimo, which I didn't love, but I guess I can hide behind the fact he's got North this week, and I can always bench him next week because Graham and Closier have both got West Coast. So I've gone McKercher down to Will Graham. I went Sanders. Well, sorry, Sanders down to Will Graham, and then McKercher up to. I've gone Errol. Errol Goulden is a bit of a. Yeah. Sort of, we talk about jumping on a week early. It could be potentially a week or a couple early. So I'm hoping.
So tell us why you picked Errol.
Yeah. So the decision for me was between Errol, Sam Walsh, and Nick Dacos. And the way I look at it is I look at Nick Dacos, and he's got a 130 break even. He's got Port Adelaide this week, who are not only the most restrictive side to score against, but. Tim's just headed off for a sec. He's back. Hang on. Get him back on. Nick Dacos, 130 break even against Port Adelaide this week. We'd probably okay from Willem Drew or someone. So I've sort of crossed him off the list, and I'm happy to jump on him as long as I've got him before round 9 against West Coast. I'm happy with that. He does have Eston, where he could get a Sam Durham sort of tag there and then do it the week after. So I don't think he's a match yet for myself because I've got a few defenders in my side, like my defence. I think Riley Bonner will be my D6 with Yo in the midfield. So I've got a few defenders there. So it comes down to Walsh and Errol. And why I looked at it is that Sam Walsh had one game back, and they always do talk about your second game back is always the hardest because you're on the high of your first game back for the year or first game back however long. And you normally go, well, you can go well. Walsh obviously went really well. Second game back against the Giants, tough game. I sort of think, well, I'd like to watch one more game from him before jumping on him. I'm happy to jump on him next week if he goes well. And I look at a guy like Errol, and a few people probably, the captains did saying Gold Coast is the second hardest team for midfields to score against. But if you have a look at their opposition ground, I think that's a bit of a false sort of people aren't quite looking into it as much in depth. So they played Richmond in round one. Gold Coast played Richmond in round one. That's 4 fantasy points. Yeah, like Liam Baker and maybe a Shy Bolton. Collingwood in round, not Collingwood, that's Errol Goulden. We go to Gold Coast. Where's Gold Coast? Famous up here. So then they had in round two, they had the Crows in that really wet game. It wasn't really conducive to find fantasy scoring. I think Crouch and Laird got 110s near 120s. But Bulldogs at Mars Stadium. We know Mars is not a good grand for fantasy scoring. Round three, they had the bye. Round four, they played the Giants up at the Adelaide Hills. So again, another grand that's not really good for fantasy scoring either. And then Hawthorn, they played at Metropon or People's First Stadium. But again, Hawthorn don't score fantasy points. So I'm sort of thinking that people might be looking at the Gold Coast hard fixturing, maybe not looking into it as deeply. I'm hoping Errol can go well on debut. He's only had, in the actual season, he's only had one game under 110, which was against Richmond. I remember watching that game, and that was a bit of an odd game for Errol. Dropped a few marks, teammates didn't hit him, teammates didn't go to him. So. That's why I'm going with Errol. What are your thoughts on Errol and the Sam Walsh play?
I think it's... I mean, I know where I'm going. Right? I'm going to Sammy Walsh. I mean, I like the price difference. I like the break even. I would probably go Sam Walsh, but I don't think Errol's a bad choice. And you know, we also know what his potential is, right? I think it's... Yeah, I couldn't talk you out of it. Yeah. I got nothing to talk you out of it.
Yeah, I was talking to a heap of guys at the Traders Live show and saying literally for the whole weekend, I'll just be going Gordon Walsh, who am I going to pick? So that's my brain going on a sort of roundabout. So that'll be quite funny. And we'll see if I keep the same with that. So, but yeah, obviously with the Traders Live show, if anyone didn't see my post on social media, I finally got to meet my man, Lady, finally got to meet him in person. Had a chat with him for about 5 minutes, so that was quite good. So, and got a bit of a signed photo as well from him. The Traders Boys, that's a shout out to Warney, Roy, and Calvin for that. That was amazing. Definitely unnecessary, but very, very much appreciated. So, thanks to those boys there, and thanks to Lady. But just quick thought, I'll just quick let people know what I asked Lady about Dawson and himself and that forward role. Because I think a few people might own a Dawson, probably keen to know that. So. I was asked Lady about what was happening with his role and Dawson's role last week. And he said, yeah, they were playing a bit more forward. I asked him saying, did Dawson may move forward because George Hewitt was giving him potential? He said, yeah, that probably could have been a bit of the case there. And he said that he doesn't expect Dawson to be playing that much forward moving forward, but he still, him and both himself and Dawson will spend time up in the forward line. So not exactly everything I wanted to hear, but I guess if he can bump his CBAs at least to that like 65 plus percent mark for Dawson and even a Laird, if that's the case. And I think that they're both holds. So are you holding both of those guys, Tim, if you owned either?
Sorry, Laird and Dawson.
Yep. If you owned either, would you be holding?
Yeah, I think you have
for one more week.
I mean, yeah, I'm also holding Crouch.
Yep. Yeah, I guess, well, if they put up another bad score this week and the role's not good, you'd be trading then next week, because that's two in a row?
I'd have to wait until next week to weigh that up. But maybe, but I'm not sure. It'd depend on how other players on my team go.
Yeah, cool. Beautiful.
Yeah, I mean, and finally, go on.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, move on to the next one, but no, just finish up.
Well, before you move on, I did want to just do a little bit of a shout-out regarding tonight's live show in Perth. One of the guys from the AFL Fantasy Perth kind of crew has gotten back into Perth on time for the show tonight, needs a VIP ticket. So if anyone's got a spare VIP ticket, if you could comment on the platforms that you're seeing us on, that'd be great. Alex is looking for one, so he'll know how to try and get him one.
Yeah, cool. No, beautiful. Hopefully we can get him a ticket before tonight. I'd love to be there, that's for sure. So, but I will be on the Crows game, which is going to be good. But the final thing I was just going to say before we do get into some rapid fire questions, because we're not going to be going, we're only going to be live for another probably 20, 25 minutes at the most, just because Tim's obviously got to go to the show and I've got to go to the Crows game. So, but captains this week, with everyone pretty much getting using their VC last night with a Jack Steele, who only got an 87, and a Ryan Marsh, who got a 62, and maybe someone did go on a Cy Wanganeen Miller or something like that last night. If you went a Bont, I think you'd probably take that just because of the lack of options, I guess, this week. But what are you looking at doing your captain, Tim?
So I still haven't really decided. I mean, I currently have I had the VC on Steele last night, obviously not happy with an 87. I've currently got it on Zach Butters, so up against Collingwood, so pretty good matchup for midfielders there. But I am very tempted by Sheasel and a little bit tempted by Sammy Walsh, actually. So I think there's too many flags for me with Sammy Walsh, though. I probably won't go that way, and he'll also have to be my obviously as a captain choice as well. I'm not convinced that Finn's going to go to Sheasel or do much of a job on him. But I'm a little concerned. So I haven't quite made up my mind on that just yet.
Yeah, Sammy Flanders, is he a consideration for you? I've heard Mitch saying apparently Sydney giving up, I think, 8 points above their defenders' averages against them. So
I must admit I hadn't even considered him. Like I said, I've been offline today. I haven't even looked at the captains, but who were the big boys?
Mitch had Marshall at one. Then he had, was it Sarong 2, Merritt 3, Dunkley had 3, Rosie 4, and someone. So I can't remember the exact order, but it was Marshall, Merritt, Sarong, Rosie, and Dunkley. I know Dunkley was 3. So I know Marshall was 1.
Marshall, Merritt, Dunkley, Rosie, Sarong, Steele, yes, Flanders, yeah. Sheasel, Butters, LDU. And then the other one that I always pay attention to is Jaden. So Jaden, mate, his captain scores. I think he consistently has one of the best averages. Where is Jaden's post? So he's got Rowan Marshall, Sam Walsh, Caleb Sorensen. He's got Sam Walsh really high, which really That kind of really caught my eye. Yeah, Caleb Sarong, Jack Steele, Andrew Brayshaw, Zach Merritt, Josh Dunkley, Hayden Young, Noah Anderson, Connor Rosie. No Sheasel, huh?
Interesting.
And that doesn't take into consideration tags really either. So, yeah, that is interesting.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, not sure. Not sure.
I'm currently going a bloke that hasn't been on any of those lists. I'm going Errol. I'm going Errol on debut if he comes into my team.
Jesus.
So I'm thinking Gold Coast at the SCG. I think that's a good matchup for him. The only thing that would sway me away from doing that is if, one, I didn't bring him in, or two, if it was, I haven't checked the weather yet, but if it was meant to be raining at the SCG, then I probably wouldn't look at it. But I'm pretty happy with going Errol captain, whatever. If I don't go Errol captain, it would be, I think I'm probably going to go Flanders at that point, just because Whitfield, I'm not confident with him as a straight captain this week against Carlton at Marvel. And then if I do bring in Walsh, I probably wouldn't want to go him captain straight up. So yeah, it would be a Flanders or even maybe an
Isaac Hanging. So you wouldn't go Walsh straight up, but you'll go Errol straight up.
Yeah, well, yeah, I'm a lot more confident. Errol's played every game this year, and besides that, Richmond game has looked pretty good in most games. So sure. That's why I'm more keen. Whereas Walsh, I'm a bit nervous with the second game back. But if he went 120 this week, then obviously I would be bringing him in next week if I hadn't already brought him in, and he would be my looking at him moving forward. So, but yeah, beautiful. We'll get into some questions as well. Obviously, as we said, we won't be live for too long, so we'll try and answer as many questions quickly as possible. So that's more telling myself not to go on a big tangent for a question. So, but yeah, if you guys are tuning in live on Twitter or YouTube, please put them in the live chat and we'll answer those throughout. And also, if you are tuning in either on Twitter or YouTube, head over to YouTube and make sure you subscribe to AFL Fantasy Fanatics. We did hit 2K subscribers, which is a thank you everyone that has supported us so far. And we're on our way to 3,000. So if you haven't done that, make sure you do. And also like the video on YouTube and all that good stuff. So let's get into some of these questions. So Emily's got the first one. Hey, guys, who would you captain out of Butters, Flanders and LDU? So obviously, Tim, you've got Butters. But what are your thoughts? Obviously, we talk about Flanders a bit, but LDU against Hawthorn. I'm a bit nervous with LDU captain.
Yeah, hell yeah. I mean, it's a good matchup, but he hasn't roughly got set the world alive. And then the other options were the two that we were talking about, right? Flanders and Butters.
Yeah. You'd be going Butters out of those?
Yeah, leading... but like I said, I hadn't really considered Flanders, so...
Yeah, I'm... Sure. I lean Flanders just because of how thirsty he looked last week, and I think how, like, he was taking kick-ins last week, which is great as well. So I think there's already a bit of a bump to start the game, whereas obviously Butters doesn't have those kickouts. So, but yeah, it's a tough one. I think it's a flip of the coin for those two. I think both are pretty good options. What do we got here? So we got Corey's got another captain question. Who should I captain out of Sarong and Rosie? I think Sarong against the Eagles.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. You go into that game as well.
No, not this week. I got the kids.
Okay. Yeah, cool. Corey said it may be a reason for the Saints players scoring poor last night was that the Saints have had 3 games in 12 days. Yeah, so that's a good shout. Yeah, that could definitely be one. I think they've had 2 of those games away as well. So, yeah, that's definitely something.
Yeah.
So, Damon, it seems like a lot of people are looking at captains this week. Obviously, it is a difficult week for captains. So, Damon Snell says... chose Steele for VC, don't have Sheasel. Who out of Rosie, Whitfield, Dawson and Walsh would you feel most confident about? So for me, I would be crossing off Dawson as much as I love him and as much as I want him to go big tonight. I just don't think you could, Damon, put in captain and good conscience. VC, yeah, sure, if you didn't use it, but you obviously have. So for me, it'd be Rosie, Whitfield, Walsh. We talked about Walsh maybe not on his second game back. So for me, it's probably out of Rosie and Whitfield, Tim. Is that probably where you're looking at as well?
And it would be Rosie over Whitfield for me.
Yep, I agree as well. Yep, I'd be doing Rosie there, Damon. There you go, Power Prawn Star cracked the top 10K the first time in 10 years. Beautiful. Congrats, mate. Awesome. I know, Power Prawn Star, you're a frequent watcher on the channel, so thanks, mate. What do we got here? A lot of captain questions. I'll try and get some trade questions in here. Corey Butledge is asking, do I take Darcy Wilson 61 for over Aaron Cadman this week? What are your thoughts with the sort of rookie loopholing? Would you be taking a 61 or do you think maybe that 61 is probably going to be in his bottom 4, you'd be playing Cadman instead?
It depends how many other players he's got on field that are playing, like how many are off with the buys. Probably not too many. I think you try and take it on.
Yeah, I guess if you've got 21 players and you've already had a couple low scores, then maybe. I may reassess after tonight. I think GWS play the Twilight game tomorrow, so maybe you can have a look after that Collingwood game and see. But you could take it on. I think 61 is not quite enough. If it was a 70, I'd probably take it. What do we got? Sam asks, our thoughts on Tim Kelly and Jason Horne-Francis as options?
I don't know about Tim Kelly. I mean, Horne-Francis was an option for people a couple of weeks ago, although I don't know that he's done very well since. I mean, these are, you know, it's an interesting question. I mean, I know we've had a lot of people are looking at that kind of $600,000 to $700,000 mark during the week. And I'm wondering now, particularly with Sanders being the sub last night, whether a lot of those kind of coaches just pivoted off that kind of a play and went the double downgrade instead. You know, I do have a question about, you know, is mid-prices really who you want to be bringing into your team at this time of year? So, you know, I just kind of, none of those names that were kind of talked about during the week. I mean, there was Soligo, there was, there was, Jesus, I'm drawing a blank now. Rochelle, Rankin. So those, mainly Rankin, I think. Who else was in there?
Caldwell, Lukosius, Rankin.
Caldwell, yep.
Yeah, they're like the main ones. And like you've got Liam Baker and Bolton, obviously, for next week as well. And also, we'll talk about him. Unfortunately, I'll talk about him on Sunday because unfortunately you can't make the Sunday live show. But we'll talk about Jack McRae as well because last night we saw the head was straight up. There was no sideways movement there. It was all up and up. So
that's going to be an interesting conversation next week, isn't it?
Yeah.
But I mean, you know, no matter what happens, you've got to be concerned that it's just not going to. I mean, you probably want to see it happen for a couple of weeks before you decide to jump on. I mean, we know that things could very much change next week, but particularly with Libba coming back.
Yeah. Actually, one thing to say, because we'll talk about this as well on Sunday, but the CBAs last night, you would have thought that Libba being out was a good thing, was why McRae went well. But McRae only had 10 CBAs. Ed Richards actually had 22. He had the third most for the Dogs. So that tends to think that McRae's role is not going to change and Richards will just go back and it'll be Libba that comes in for that. So that will be interesting.
Sorry, there's something about, you know, that makes you think that McRae's role won't change. I think there's kind of everything to think that the role will change.
Exactly. His coach is Beverly. We don't know what's going to happen. Exactly, right? Yeah, so... Matt Brown's got a question directly for you, Tim. So he said, question for Guesty. You've talked about your cadence going, but look, sounds like it was pretty tight to get Walsh. How do you see your trades next week going to maintain that cadence?
Yeah, so good question. And it was very tight. I currently have $0 in the bank. So, you know, I didn't really have much wiggle room to do anything else either. Yeah, look, it is a bit of an option. So Riley Bonner will actually be potentially on the chopping block for me next week. Also potentially like a Zach Williams. You know, I do think Garcia is going to be probably a rookie that I'm going to want to bring in.
Yeah.
So, you know, I've still got to look at those. You know, there's a Zach Fisher there as well. Although I kind of think I'll probably leave him sitting in the forward line. I think he's not a bad option sitting in the forward line at the moment. I mean, I also did hang on to Sanders because I think, you know, even though, I mean, Sanders, Dempsey and Reed make, yeah, exactly. So, you know, between Ollie Dempsey, Harley Reed Darcy Wilson and then Riley Sanders, I mean, you know, I'm hoping that, I mean, I think last night was Bevo was just obviously teaching him a lesson. You fucking up, you know, you act like that and then we'll put you on the bench next week to teach you a lesson. Yeah. So, but, you know, I tend to think that maybe, you know, that'll be over and done with now and he could go back to scoring 80s.
Yeah, exactly. That is a good shout there. Power Prawn Star, as long as you're AVO after the other night, Bales, are you still allowed to fanboy Lady or is it just like a 500-meter thing? That's a good one. He was actually a really, really nice guy. I was a bit starstruck and I...
You were taller than him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Letty's short. Letty's not tall. I'm not sure. Letty's a short guy. So, but yeah. Yeah, no, he, he said to me, like, when he's just, as he's leaving, he's like, really nice to meet you. And I was just like, mate, thanks. Like, mate, it's nice for me to meet you. Like, shouldn't be the other way around. But no, he was a great sport. And we'll be catching up for coffee next week. What do we got here? So,
will he know that you're there, or will you just be peering through his window?
Yeah, he won't know I'm there. Andrew Domahedy, hi, Bailey, at the Canfield at the moment. Oh, beautiful, Andrew. Unfortunately, I won't be there, but Tim will be there. So I'm sure Tim will come and say good day, and obviously the Traders boys and a heap of people will be there. I think Holmesy's going to be there as well. So it should be a cracking night there for everyone. I am jealous, that's for sure. But I can't really be because we had to gather around. What do we got here? Jake Freer, could we bat Tom Green as captain this week? What are your thoughts on Tom Green? I couldn't personally. And Glenn Palmer's got the same question. Tom Green, a captain option. I think George Hewitt's going to go to him. I think Cornelio out is more of a bad thing for Tom Green, because now Carlton can just go, as long as we stop Tom Green in there, we're pretty happy. So are you on the same page? I wouldn't be going captain, I don't think, this week.
Yeah, I'd be looking at what other options you've got.
Yeah, cool. Baxter's back. Boys, playing three rookies in the forward line. Don't have Flanders or Will Graham. Who do I go top 200 as well? So, firstly, congrats on being top 200 at the moment. Baxter's back. Don't have Flanders or Will Graham. I think if you don't have those two, I think Tim probably agrees. Will Graham's a priority. And I think Flanders, if you can get him in, is also a great pick as well. So, you agreeing with that, Tim? You'd make Graham a priority to get him with that negative 29 break even?
Yeah, look, I mean, one of the things that can commonly happen in this game is that while you might be up in the high ranks early on, you may be stuck in a position where you don't have a lot of cash on your bench or something along those lines. So, you know, it's early in the season. I would be focusing long term and making sure you bring in Will Graham first.
Yep. Yeah. Cool. Power Prawn Star with a $5 super chat on YouTube. Thanks, mate. Very much appreciated. Thanks, lads. Come on the power. We won't tag Dacos. Drew will go to the goey. Okay, interesting. Yeah, I think Port restrictive enough anyway for me to probably just let park it for a week. But I don't think Dacos is a bad pick at all. If you're going Dacos this week, you don't have to worry about getting him in a few weeks, and you can get the next guy. Whereas people like myself and Tim and whoever doesn't have Dacos, we've got to get Dacos in. I think
next before week, round, I'll be bringing him. I think I'll be bringing him in next week, no matter what.
Yeah, he'll be a guy that I'll potentially look at next week or at least the next 3 weeks. That's for sure. Sean trading Crouch, already traded Sanders to Walsh. Who to go to from Crouch? Heaney, Butters, or Dacos? Means I keep McKercher for another week. So who would you be picking out of Heaney, Butters, and Dacos?
I'd be picking Butters.
Be on Butters. Okay.
Yeah. Well, I think once again, at a pretty good, he won't be far above his starting price. Heaney, I'm a bit concerned long-term about the impact of Taylor Adams and Luke Parker. And I think, he's fully priced. This game's about, you got to buy the value, right? So, and then, look, I think Dacos would be probably my second shout, but I think, Butters would come over him only because Dacos' matchup this week.
Yeah, exactly. I'm probably going Dacos out of those three, if I'm being honest. I think Heaney's the one I'm a bit worried, as you said, a bit worried about with Parker back, and he is top price, so probably wait for him to come down. And I think Dacos just, I guess, is more of a priority, I think, over Butters. But that's, I think, that flip of the coin. I think it's a good pick either way. So what do we got here? Tia McManus traded Seth Campbell to Lukosius and bench Dempsey or Reed. Have the Gold Coast rookies and Garcia from Saints. Who are you benching out of Dempsey and Reed? I'm benching Dempsey against the Lions.
Yeah, I am.
I think Harley Reed, well, you're a West Coast fan, you would have been pretty happy with Reed's last couple of games.
Yeah, and being a derby this week, I think, and being a home game, I think he's going to try and have a big one.
Yeah, and I think there could be a few tackles as well in this game for Harley Reed, which could push that score up as well. Corey Butledge, hope Port do a Lockie Jones again like last year at the MCG, and he couldn't tag him. Talking about Dacos there. So, yeah, we'll be interesting to see what Port do with him if they even run a tag. Baxter's back. Cheers, lads. Next question. VC used on steel. So, captain options are Shizu and Sarong. I think it's Sarong.
Yeah, it's probably the safer option.
Yeah. Dimitrios Garris, McKercher or Newcomb to Walsh?
Oh. McKercher or who's
McKercher or Newcomb to Walsh?
Oh, Jesus.
Normally, it would have to be McKercher because it's a rookie. But is it just me or has it got to be Newcomb?
Oh, hang on, I was about to say that. Yeah. What's Newcomb's breakup? Surely it's bloody high.
It's got to be high, Ginks. He got like a 40 last week. Like McKerch's.
It is. That's 109. Nah, look, best 18 week, I would be leaving Newcomb on the field and trading McKerch.
It feels really
and
dirty.
Just
and I'm
fingers
sorry.
Crossed against North that he pops the ceiling score.
Yeah, Dimitrios, I'm sorry, mate. I can only imagine how, like, well, I had McGrath last year, and he wasn't as bad as Newcomb this year, but I can understand your frustration of not being able to get off of a failed pick, unfortunately. So, yeah, but I agree. Here's McKerch this week, best 18. Tim did make a good point there with the best 18, which was I wasn't thinking of. And, yeah, then you look to hopefully trade Newcomb next week if he doesn't pop a good score. Sid 05, Lohman or Biggie Nguyen? Thinking Lohman because of the job security could be the better scorer.
Yeah, I like Lohman. I think he's a bit underrated at the moment in the fantasy community. I know Jeffer really rates him. And, I mean, I like the fact that he sometimes gets CBAs as well, sometimes can chop out. So, just adds to his role.
Yeah, Lohman for me. Zach Bailey being out for 4 to 6 weeks is going to mean his job security is pretty good for at least the short term, and that's all you want. If he can last 3-4 weeks... get close to his round 12 buy, make some cash, you downgrade him, and it's perfect. So, yeah, for me, it would be Lohman there. Go for about 5 more minutes, guys, then we'll be wrapping up. So make sure you get your questions in as well. We've got 818 people, Tim, tuning in once again. So shout out to all the legends there. It's all on all the buzz on Twitter again with 745 of those on Twitter. So if anyone wants to head over to YouTube and like the video and subscribe and all that stuff, then that would be very much appreciated as well. But thanks for tuning in so far. Reese FM, so Lions fan, Lohman did well last 2 games. Bailey out for 3 to 4 games. Tunstall is in for Bailey. Lions sub, and Lohman should hold his spot for a few games. Yeah, I agree. Yep, and that's come from a Lions fan. So, yep, I like Lohman. Jake Freer, who to captain then out of Sheasel, Whitfield, Heaney and Flanders, or even a cheeky Nick Martin captain tonight? I don't know if I could go Nick Martin.
Nah.
I think it's between Heaney and Flanders, and I'm probably going Flanders, I think.
Yeah, I'll back in with that, Pass.
Yep. I don't mind Heaney as well, just the fact Parker's not back this week. And Whitfield isn't a bad shout. I just don't know if I could go there. If she's, as Mitch said, if Sheezer was a VC option, I think you're going Sheezer VC, but the fact that there's a potential tag there, I don't think we can go there this week. But if you do and he goes 120, then you're going to be laughing. Stalin, Luke Ryan, a trade-in and captain option, has a great run over the next couple of months. I don't know about captain option, but what are your thoughts about Luke Ryan's a trade-in option, Tim?
Oh, like he's one of those guys that we seem to pay no attention to, just seems to absolutely rack it up. Had a massive year last year. We were worried about his foot and his kicking at the beginning of the year, but that doesn't seem to be playing
nothing wrong with that
at all. Nah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm a fan. If you can jump on him, he's a great pod. I think he's...
Defenders this week, though, against the West Coast. I can't imagine we have it
To be honest, I think that they can go... I think they'll go pretty well this week, just because I think this will be a fairly close enough game, I think. I think West Coast have put up two good performances back-to-back. Maybe that means that they might be burnt out after two good performances. I don't know. But based on what I've seen from Gold Coast, I think they could actually do quite well, which I think the ball might be in that defence a bit more. So... maybe Jordan Clark could be a guy that doesn't have a bigger game, and maybe it is Luke Ryan that takes all the kick-ins and is all that, and Jordan Clark sort of stuck in between the middle. But I think both can go okay, so I'm a fan of Luke Ryan as an option. Actually, Norris, am I the only one in the top 1K with John Newcomb? I can actually might be able to have a look at that for you.
Yeah, and the reason that you're the only one in the top 1,000 with John Newcomb is because all the other coaches are not in the top 1,000. Because he's been so shit like me.
Yeah, exactly. Andy Gregg, this is a good question. Sarong captain or take Bont VC? For me, I'm taking that 110 just with the options aren't great. And Sarong could have a bit of a lower score. We haven't seen too many big gun performances against West Coast. It's more the other guys that step up. So are you going Sarong captain and taking on the 110 in a best 18 week looking for that ceiling score? Or are you banking that 110 from Bont?
I think with all the uncertainty around the captains this week, I think you'd be better off just banking it.
Yeah, I agree.
But I do tend to be a little bit safer with my captains as well.
Yeah. And I guess if you ask someone else, they might say take it on because of just trying to chase that ceiling score. So as I'm still just getting up the Newcomb stat there, Daniel says, hey, gents, Rankin or Taylor Adams? Who are you going out of those two, Tim?
Oh, fire.
If you're round 12, for me, if their round 12 buy works, I would be going Adams just because I still don't know about Rankin.
Yeah, I was actually leaning the same way. I think I'd take a bit of a swing and go for Adams. I mean, I think he's going to be the better long-term option, whereas I think Rankin's a bit of a halfway pick.
Yeah, I agree. Also, just going back to whose question was it? Axel, only 10 coaches in the top 1,000 have got Newcomb. 1%, so it's 10 or less. So, yeah, mate, unfortunately, you're in a small minority. But that's for the fact you're in the top 1,000 with Newcomb is a testament to how well you're going. So, obviously, great start to the season, mate. Ben McCulloch, go get cash gen with Graham or bring in Walsh? What are your thoughts? If you've got the cash to get Walsh, do you bring him in or do you think Graham's that much of a must-get that you'd be getting him?
I think Graham's more of a must-get.
Yeah, I agree as well.
Hey, Bales, I got to go, mate.
Yep, yeah, cool, beautiful. Well, we will wrap up there as well because it is 6 and I'll head off to the Crows game as well. But thanks, everyone, for tuning in. Tim, just last thing, obviously, before people go, where can people find you tonight and what are you going to be up to?
At the bar, at the Camfield.
Yep, now make sure you guys, if you're in Perth, get along to
the Camfield. Come and say hello.
Yep. Go along, say hello, Tim. Get along to the show and enjoy, hopefully, a Crows win tonight. And, yeah, thanks, everyone, for tuning in. We had nearly 900 people tuning in again, which is fantastic. So thanks, everyone. We have 822 on Twitter. If you are watching on there, head over to YouTube and subscribe to the channel if you haven't already and like the video as well. That'd be very much appreciated. If you get 100 likes on the video, that'd be amazing as well. So, yeah, head over there. And if you are listening back to the podcast, please give us a 5-star rating and review. That'd be very much appreciated. I'll be back on Sunday night. Tim won't be there, unfortunately. He will be unavailable. So it'll be me and a couple of special guests as well. So make sure you guys tune in to that as well. But again, shout out to you guys. We're actually near about 900 now. So thanks to everyone that's tuned in. It has been the sport over the last two videos with the video format. It's been fantastic. But yeah, make sure you like, subscribe and 5-star rating views and everything like that. But enjoy the footy, guys, this week. Good luck with your trades and your captains. And I'll catch you guys on Sunday night for the round review. So I'm out and Tim's out. Cheers.